Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Wait. But there's still one more man who's played a key role in this amazing Beatles story. He really doesn't look like a genie, but on the other hand, he doesn't necessarily look like an oboe player who once conducted classical music either. But he was just that. His name, George Martin. He selects the music, the material. And the success of the Beatles is a commentary on George Martin's ability. While the formula for Beatlemania was being sampled on the continent, America's first exposure to the Beatles came in short bursts from small record companies unable to marshal the promotional kickoff needed to properly introduce the young singers to America. That's when Capitol Records decided to take over distribution and planned a full-scale coast-to-coast master plan, and the Beatles then had the winning combination to meet America.
It's now that she walked away. Her world got smaller. All the usual places, same destinations, only something's changed. It's not that she wasn't wanted. Pomegranate afternoons, Mingus check, bigger and chess. It's not stampede in fortune, a grim affectations. She's off on her ride, but she knows now it's greater than the whole of the past. It's greater, and now she knows.
you're gonna have fun.
Oh, yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Some man waiting in the sky.
Hey. Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Down in the sea. chicken, but I don't know why. I'd call the police, but they don't like me. I hear them whispering when I walk by. Oh, oh, oh. I've got a landmine in my bloodline. I'm not immune to getting blown apart. She's like a claymore, that's what she's there for. She's waiting around here to get blown apart. Feeling she'd get right back at it again. Oh, 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 oh. I got a time bomb in my mind, Mom. I have got it badly for a stick-leg girl. She's gonna kill me, and I don't mean softly. I've got it badly for a stick-leg girl. If I train, oh, kill me, oh, Slade. Oh, Slade. Oh, Slade. Oh, Slade. Oh, Slade.
Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Here I am driving around at 3 a.m. looking for people who I don't know. Well, they said party at 1:32, and I said, yeah, I wanna go, because the night is still young and the bed is just cold, and I'm tired of spending time all alone. Well, driving around and I can't find nothing. nothing. Maybe she said 136 or something. I don't wanna give up and go home. At 132 they've turned out the light. Maybe I didn't get the address right. But if I go home now, I'll never know. Because the night is still young and the bed is just cold, and I'm tired of hanging around all alone. Is getting mellow at 5 a.m. That's when the dreamy things happen. A green and purple fog begins to glow. When you're tired, tired, and you can't talk straight, that's the way one communicate. Cause then a certain feeling starts to show. And the night is still young and the bed cold, and I'm tired of hanging around all alone.
Mm-hmm. slept in all day in dirty sheets, a stain on my shirt, been there for weeks. When I was young, I had a dream I would be held in high esteem. I thought I'd end up a gentleman, distinguished, respected, refined. The life that I've led, it's better unsaid. The world has no use for my kind. Too many years getting my way, never let anyone have their say. How could I think it would work out? Never a question, never a doubt. I thought I'd end up a gentleman, accomplished, revered, and admired. The life that I've led, I'm better off dead. The world has no room for my kind.
Turn that shit off, man! What's wrong with you, man? Get the other record. Damn. High five!